back and forth.
I was in the middle of the debate.
Who's debating tonight?
All the Republican candidates. Kind of interesting.
Anytime I get together, it gets interesting.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't too contentious, though. And that's fresh today.
Yeah.
I don't want to stay all stuff.
I knew.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I've been good about getting the flag back there for us.
Huh?
They've been good about getting the flag back there for us after we had that little, just to ask them to do it, but I don't think they just want to.
Oh, you mean the flag? Oh, okay, that's good. Well, some meetings, they say the pledge.
I wouldn't mind doing that. Say the pledge of allegiance before. Pledge of allegiance before meetings.
We wouldn't want to be too far off.
Or is that far off?
I agree.
No.
Some of the things that happened are safe for Christmas. Some of the things that happened about pledge of allegiance and stuff like that has not helped American public.
Have not what?
Has not helped American public overall. Didn't hurt me a bit, had to put in pledge of allegiance every morning in school.
Oh, no.
Oh, I think we've gone so far.
Hey, Ralph, how are you?
Nuts.
Good to see you. All right, we're going to bring this meeting to order. And could you please make sure you get your cell phones turned off or no sounds mode, please? Ted, can we get a roll call?
Mike Manning is absent. Roger Thompson.
Here.
Sue Gold.
Here.
Roy Davis.
Here.
Tim Patterson.
Here.
Okay, can we get an approval of the agenda as written?
I move that we approve the agenda as written.
I would like to ask if we could amend the agenda, and Chair, I would like to find out how we can set a policy in place and how we can get back to having public comment with some rules and stuff that the public knows about.
Should that be an item, maybe added item on the agenda?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with that.
Want to add that under
discussion item?
Well, we don't have new business. We could put it under new business.
So I make a motion that we approve the agenda as amended. How's that?
Okay. And that is amended to
having that one discussion item.
Right. Discussion about policy, Roger?
No, public comments.
Policy on public.
Right, but it's discussion
about
on
how
public
we
comments, getting back on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Second. Oh, should have seconded before the amendment, but okay.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to do that. Okay. We're going to call for a unanimous vote here to approve the or amend the agenda to add an item discussion of public comments being added back to the agenda. Can we get a roll call, Ted?
Roger Thompson.
Yes.
Sue Gold.
Yes.
Roy Davis.
Yes.
Tim Patterson.
Yes.
Okay, so motion carries. So now can we get an approval of the minutes as amended?
An agenda.
Approval of the agenda as written, amended.
Did Didn't we already do that?
No.
Not amended.
You approved the amendment.
Oh, okay.
I make a motion we approve the amended agenda.
Ted? I'll second that.
Roger Thompson.
Yes.
Sue Gold.
Yes.
Roy Davis.
Yes.
Jim Patterson.
Yes.
Okay, can we get an approval of the minutes as written for regular meeting Tuesday, November 7th, 2015?
I move that we approve the minutes as written.
I second.
Ted?
Roger Thompson.
Yes.
Sue Gold.
Yes.
Roy Davis.
Yes.
Jim Patterson.
Yes.
Okay, operational and financial review, Ted?
Management report for November 2015. Revenues from operations were $138,152. Normal expenses were $210,600. Two categories together, after property tax revenue, grant expense, and debt service, resulted in a net operating loss of $31,243. Marina Moore's revenues came in at $29,977. RV park revenue was $34,651. Fuel sales were $4,569. Cold storage revenues were $4,396. Yard activity revenue was $24,098. Rental revenue was $33,357. The ice plant generated $5,296. Repair and maintenance expenses were $26,283. Office expense was $13,403. Fuel purchase for resale was $9,511. November continued the fiscal year's trend of reduced activity and revenue. Situation has been compounded by the state's decision to delay crab season until January 1. Based on sharply reduced revenues, we're considering contingencies, including restructuring of our employment arrangements. It is apparent that the port cannot continue to support our current employee census with revenues reduced as they have been and are forecast to continue. We're looking at numerous ways to meaningfully cut costs and yet retain necessary services. Weather in November contributed to lack of activity at the port and is impacting December as well. Dredging activities for the port abandoned continues to be a revenue source developed this year. We are under the impression that we have submitted all requested information to the appraisers as of a couple of weeks ago. We, along with Old West Federal Credit Union, are awaiting final numbers. We continue to address long-term maintenance issues at the port, such as a 2-inch pressure reducer that exploded the day after Thanksgiving. The City of Brookings happened to have one on hand, so several businesses that would otherwise have stayed shut down were able to open the next day. We would like to extend our thanks for the cooperation of the city, along with everybody else that's scrambling trying to find this part all weekend. That's all I have.
Okay, are there any questions from the board?
I guess my only question is, where are we with the bank loan? Any?
That's where, you mean the refinance?
Refinance, I should say.
We're waiting to hear from the appraisers. We can't go forward until we get the updated appraisal.
Okay.
And haven't heard anything from them.
On the P&L, it's gotten a lot cleaner. We still have a boat launch under yard activities and should be put in mortgage. It's 4620. And what is a phone credit for $6,000 a month?
What's a what?
Phone credit. 5077.
You want to call on a staff member, Ted?
Well, if a staff member knows, please.
Oh, no. The phone credit is zero. The 6,000 is under overtime pay.
Yeah, I think you got your line wrong. If you look right here.
Okay, overtime pay. Okay, got it. Okay.
And we have some, as far as overtime pay, we have had some overtime at the ice house, which I've noticed. But the majority of that is all up in Bandon. Because you have to pump when you can pump, so that's all passed through to Bandon.
And why all of a sudden do we have a large mileage reimbursement of $1,596 in 1 month, and there's only been $1,700 for the year?
Because were working in Bandon.
Back and forth, back and forth.
Now, is Bandon paying? Who's paying?
Bandon's paying.
Will we be reimbursed for all?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we just got a check in Bandon pay for $15,000.
Ted, isn't, we've spent $29,000 already on accounting. And we spent $1,500 in audit. Isn't our audit about $25,000?
Audit usually is somewhere in the neighborhood, I want to say about $13,000, at $13,000 to $16,000, depending on what they have to do. This year is going to be, there's going to be a lot less work that they have to do since our accountants have prepared it all for them. They were planning on coming down this last week, but because of the bad weather, they postponed. So we're gonna, I think we got an extension, so we can, they're gonna be coming down in January now.
So part of that accounting spending is gonna be?
It's gonna offset some of the audit cost, yeah. And also on your earlier topic, when you said that, when you pointed out that boat launch hasn't been, where that the whichever one needs to be under boat launch, we're working on that.
Launch fees.
Yeah, I gave the new, we gave a list of how we want to have that broken up to Lemos the other day.
And when I talked to you today a little bit after the meeting, our accounts receivable are going to come down. I mean, that's a lot of accounts receivable out.
Well, I'm going to hope it comes down. This is, as I have been saying for the last several months, it's been a the economy in this area, as evidenced by people paying their bills, is not good. So we have our accounts receivable and our accounts payable are both much larger than I'd like them to be.
Very large for this, yeah. This time.
A okay, great deal you. Of the crab fishermen set up their moorage to be this time of year because they anticipate starting crab season, and when that doesn't start.
Thank you.
Sue, do you have anything?
No.
Tim, do you have any questions?
For the just very minor. The property tax, the current tax levy and the property tax other, is that the same items, or is that just comparing to the prior year ish? My question is $150,000 in November 14 and 14 and 15 is in a different category, is that correct?
I couldn't tell you for sure. We just, as it's coming in, you know, right now we've gotten the bulk of our property tax revenue so far. Now it's going to trickle in for the rest of the year. And what the challenge that we had in the last couple of years was seeing if that money was coming in a timely basis as it was received by the county.
Not my question. Sorry, let me try again. There's two, 8015 and 8005. Are those the same accounts, reality, just renamed?
It looks like it was just miscategorized. I'll have to tell you about it.
Okay, I'm not sure it's one.
Okay, that's fine.
Looks like it's just being put under a different code. It should be this year.
It's 8015.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Strategic plan revenues is money we unusually got, yes, last year in order to do the strategic in 14. There's 37,000 there. Mm-hmm. That's not going to be reoccurring in 15, is that
correct? No.
And then in the property tax is just a 6,800. That's just a period problem. One's not reflected. The 14 wasn't reflected, or. Look, 6,800, 15 versus 14.
Insurance, property, liability, and bond.
I didn't look back the other months, but we have it in 15, but not 15. Is that a new thing, or is that just a period of processing? Or?
I think it just got. I know that we changed our method of paying for the insurance between 14 and 15. We went to a a different payment schedule. We were doing it quarterly for the insurance. We don't have, as far as a bond, we don't have a bond. This could be, this is just property and liability insurance, and so, yeah, I'm not sure how it was being categorized last year. It must just be a different category this year, which is all part of what we're doing with the new, with the accounting.
Okay.
Could you identify your line items, Tim, so the audience knows where you're at? You're losing them a little bit.
My line items?
What page you're on and what line you're.
Oh, sure. I'm done.
You're just losing them a little bit out there.
Oh, okay. Don't want to lose them.
Do you need a motion to approve the report?
Yes. If everybody's done.
Anybody have a question on what I said?
I think everybody got their questions answered.
Okay, get a motion to approve the operational and financial review.
I move that we approve the report.
Get a second.
I second.
Ted?
Roger Thompson.
Yes.
Sue Gold.
Yes.
Roy Davis.
Yes.
Tim Patterson.
Yes.
Okay, no agenda-related comments tonight. No unfinished business for tonight. And we do have new business for tonight, discussion of public comments.
Unfinished business, sorry. Go back there a second. We were talking about the committee situation. Did we work on that at all, on what committees we have?
Well, you're on one. Is that what we're asking? I mean.
Yeah, well, there was a question of whether we had, or I brought the question of whether we had, what committees were actually working, functional.
Right.
And we were going to research that.
Yeah, the answer is the budget committee. We don't have any other active committees.
All the committees are gone.
The last committee we had, you chaired.
Okay.
And you completed your work. Yes, you did.
I would like to think I completed the work, but yeah.
No, still is vacant.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Item 7, new business, discussion of public comments, discussion to be put back on agenda. Roger, you want to take off on that?
Okay. You know, the meetings have at times have got out of hand a little bit. And I do feel that we need to have public input if we can keep it under control. And it has to be the people have to stay in their chair or stand up, cannot come up to the podium. And if it's anything to do with anything about personnel, any complaint about any of the employees of the port, it cannot be discussed at this meeting. They have the options at that time to go to Ted with by themselves or with two commissioners, one commissioner, whatever they choose to do, and discuss that. If they don't get their satisfaction, then they come in here. But I don't think we should be discussing things that contain the personnel in this open meeting. But if they have a problem of other nature, they should be able to bring it up at the port. Because the policy today, if they like, we damn like how we've done something at a party at the port, they can't even make a comment on that. They can't even compliment the port staff the way the thing's written now.
Can I make a suggestion? At the school board, there was some problem with this type of thing. And on every comment request, there's a thing that says...
A clause
that says, no personal attacks, and if you choose to do so, you will be shut down. And that has worked, and I think we could control it if everybody understands, and not only that, the chair reads this before public comments come about.
I'd like you to be cognizant as you go forward also. I think I agree with Roger. I think that's makes sense. But we also have one thing that I've noticed in the last, well, not the last couple of meetings, but over the last 6 months or so, the port meetings have been a place to come and in some cases lodge bogus complaints about aspects of the port that people don't like. Like, for example, I hear, we've heard various complaints about night security and their activities. I'd just like you to be aware of that going forward and maybe use a little bit of restraint into, personally, if there's a complaint about night security or any of the other activities of the board, I'd like that to be treated like an employee matter as well, because in every case that I've responded to regarding people's complaints about night security on the beach, in looking into it, it was unfounded. This isn't the right forum to be out defaming a business that's working for the port. So it's a situation that's going to happen to some degree anyway, because people are going to be they're going to be unhappy with being told what to do. Everybody is. So, but just. That's just one thing. I don't know how we can avoid it. It's just as I.
How about on the form you have defaming a person or a business is not appropriate?
Well, I'd just be happy to. I mean, I'd be more than happy to leave it to the discretion of the chair that he can look at those things. And it's just that to be aware that, you know, there's one thing if you're gonna be attacking a port employee at a port meeting, that's pretty easy to spot. But just, you know, if you're complaining about a specific action that took place at Sport Haven Beach, for example, it would be better to come to the meeting and complain about the policy, not this happened that night, because pretty much invariably I found those statements that were made in these meetings to be lies. I go back and I look at the videos and I find out that, so that's what I want to stay away from. But if you're unhappy with the fact that somebody comes up and tells you that you shouldn't be there or asks what you're doing on port premises after 10 o'clock at night, feel free to come to the meeting and vent your unhappiness. That's fine with me. It's just that if somebody has a specific complaint, we don't need to tell the story in the meeting. They can come make that complaint in the port office and then I'll follow up.
Sue? Tim, do you have anything to add to that?
I'm, as you know, I'm in favor of bringing back the comments, but I would like to see the 5-minute limit be strictly enforced.
Correct.
And if it needs more time, then the policy that we had implemented, which is to go get on the agenda, do that so we can make it allow for time for it to happen.
Right.
Or appropriate time.
Tim, if it's something that requires a decision of us, we need to have the information ahead of time and know that this is going to be on the agenda so we can at least have some idea of what's going on rather than a knee-jerk reaction.
Well, I think that goes back to Roy making a decision where it's appropriate to do that. We need to stand up behind Roy when something weird happens. We'll stand up behind him. We'll have him protect us.
Just a moment, please, Angie. I have. I will not tolerate somebody walking up to this chair, turning their back on a staff or a manager. I will not tolerate it. If it happens again, I don't care who it is, they will leave this room and they will not come back. If they can adhere to the 5 minutes, we will discuss this. There are two things that I want everybody to know how I feel about that. I'm not opposed to anybody having something to say, especially like Roger said, a thank you for the port. We need that for the staff and our management. The form, like Sue said, needs to be restructured, and I would like to see a signature on that card. They will fill it out, they will put their name on it, and they will sign it.
Well, maybe something on the form ought to be about, state your complaint or
right,
whatever
right.
in a polite way rather than being rude. And I don't think that's asking too much.
Right.
And so, the chair has all the right to say, hey, I've got a public comment, but we're not going to discuss it here. We need to take it to the manager.
Right.
So about coming up with a form for next meeting, we'll look at it. We'll start the next meeting and we can modify it as we go.
The form.
Mm-hmm. Right. Get the form.
That's fine.
I have no problem with it. But I also would recommend at the very next SDAO training that all commissioners, and I know we had some communication gaps in this last meeting. That will not happen again. But everybody needs to hear how SDAO expects a meeting to be run. And it surely hasn't been like they've been being run in the past. That's why the public comments were snatched last meeting, till we can restructure this and get this board back on track and get the undividedness out of it, so we all get back on track on the same form what we want in our meetings.
Well, and not only that, by attending the SDAO meetings, we can get an insurance break, a percentage
Correct.
Off on our insurance. So that's a good thing.
$9,000 a year.
That's right. That's how much we got, a discount?
That's the potential that we
potential.
Can get. I'm working on it.
Okay.
We're up to about 6% off right now. The total you can get is 10, and it's a $93,000 a year bill. So
I think it would be wise on our part to pursue that strenuously.
I'll have for the board by the next meeting the things that you guys need to do in order to get us that 10%.
Okay. We're there.
It's just a checklist and something else.
That's okay. No, I've been through that with the fire department, so.
It's helpful.
Yes, it is.
Definitely.
Although we don't pay that kind of insurance. We're peanuts.
And also, I would recommend starting January, the month of January, that this commission starts having a meeting once a month other than the public meeting.
Like a workshop.
We can't get together on the internet. I know we have this new internet space, but it ain't working getting together once a month. So if anybody agrees with that, we can get together.
How about an hour before this meeting so we don't have to make two trips?
Well, what I would like to see is before the agenda is posted. So that way, if we wanted to discuss agenda items, we could do that.
That's a good idea.
Is there any agreement with that?
I'd be more comfortable with a quarterly one, but I'll go. If you want a monthly one, I'll go with that too.
Okay.
I think we should work toward a quarterly one.
I want to take Ralph's comment. He has some good input.
You can get together, but if three of you get together, you have to advertise it as a meeting.
Well, of course.
You can have a work session, and you can tell the public you can't comment in a work session.
Oh, of course.
That's up to the board.
Of course. It would be a legitimate advertise. Pardon me?
But you still have to advertise.
Oh, absolutely.
And open it to the public.
Fully understand. Yeah. Absolutely that. Yeah, I do not have a problem with that.
We can set it up, we can time it so that it's within the two
Correct.
Weeks, whatever, to follow in accordance to the rule. And then you guys can put your agenda and discuss.
How much do you have to pay for publishing every month?
You have to, it's the Oregon State.
Oh, I know it's the law.
You don't necessarily have to. You don't have to pay for a newspaper ad. We do that for the major meeting, but you can advertise on a website. You can also
okay.
You can put it anywhere else.
As long as you notify the media and put it out to as much of the public as you possibly can. So it can
okay.
be a website, it can be published, it can be radio, it can be okay. all around. You can.
I'm just trying to save some money.
Well, you really have to do
that's
this
nickel no speaking here.
Right.
That's it. If they publish it or not, that's their choice.
John, could you please introduce yourself, please? Angie, have you got something to say?
I would. Angie Christian, Brookings, Oregon. I think most of you have covered what my feelings were. I think it's really important to have public comments. I think that the majority of people, if they know the rules, they will follow them. And I totally agree with it shouldn't be about any personnel. And actually, for an example, if I went and had my boat fueled and I didn't like the guy, I thought he was rude to me.
That goes to Ted.
Exactly. I should call Mr. Fitzgerald, make an
That's
appointment,
right.
and discuss it. But I think it's important for the public to have comments. And a great example is, how did the fall festival go? What's Are we having a crab festival this year?
I agree with that, Angie. I agree with that. But this last 6 months to a year has been that man right there. Get him, get him, get him. Won't have it no more.
I understand that.
It's not about...
But that could have been stopped 5 months ago.
It's stopped.
So I would like to see public comments.
And the same thing, if somebody came in and attacked Roger, or Sue, or Mike, or Tim.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to have that.
But I feel that most of us can be respectful.
I agree.
And so I would like to see, most people have no problem with the guidelines that you discussed, and I would really like to encourage the board to look into that.
I agree, and I do not have a problem with that.
Thank you.
But as Tim said, it's a 5-minute comment section. It's not to argue, it's not for you to tell your story, and then it's not for the board to talk for the next 20 minutes about your story,
who's
ever story. It's not a question and answer. This is not a court and a judge sitting up here.
It could be questions. I mean, if someone didn't understand a policy,
sure,
or
absolutely.
This was the first court
absolutely.
Meeting they had ever been to and they had a question
absolutely.
About your procedure.
Well, right. With politeness and manners goes a long way, yes.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I just have a question.
Can you identify, please stand and identify yourself, please?
Jan Barbas, Curry County, in the district. Mm-hmm. Just listening to your discussion, I just have a question. So I agree with the general direction you're going and not attacking personnel, but I'd ask you to consider what will the policy be if someone has taken an issue to TED and they still don't feel they have a resolution. I just think somewhere in your policies or procedures there has to be a way to get that to the board.
We talked about that in the last meeting, and that's when you if I, as is often the case, totally refuse to acknowledge the problem and sweep it under the rug, then you go to Roy. And then if Roy, as is often the case, totally sweeps it under the rug and ignores it, then you go to one of the other commissioners.
Okay,
and
not
as
the
is often the case, they will always ignore it as well. Basically, never happen. We have a policy. If I somehow refuse to acknowledge the problem, and don't mention it to Roy, then it probably won't ever get to the meeting level because Roy's going to probably get me fired for doing that. But it's clearly, if you can't get any, if I provided no outlet for you, then you can try coming to the board. However, if staff has given you an answer, it's up to the chairman to decide if he's going to let that issue go forward, because it may have no merit as far as the commission is concerned.
One question. What's the mechanics of getting something on the agenda? In other words, if I have a problem, I come see the office, you guys put it on the agenda? Does the commission put it on the agenda? How does it get on the agenda?
If you have an agenda item that you want to have added for the next meeting, bring it to the board office, give it to one of the staff. They give it to me, I submit it to Roy.
Okay.
Time frame on that?
14 business days after the current meeting.
I know.
Roy, was there anything turned in this month to be put on the agenda?
There was. Angie turned in the letter that she had put on our table last month, and I did not want to argue and get into anything, and I expected exactly what happened tonight, so got that taken care of.
So who will help write this up? You have a pretty good handle on it.
Do you want me to help? I will be happy to help.
I mean, you.
I'm a lousy fisherman, but I can help write a comment.
Well,
thing.
You have the one from the city, I mean the school board to
yeah.
start with. You've heard what Roy would like to sort of have on it, and I think it's going to be pretty simple.
Oh, I agree.
And if we don't like it, we can change it next month.
That's right.
Right, but we will not implement.
And I don't mind being correct.
We don't have to implement,
okay.
But we can discuss it next month.
We want to look at it and discuss it, and then put it on the following meeting. for February.
Or if we like it, if it's all what we want, we can vote on it and...
We can put it on new business.
Well, if we're going to have a work session...
And action item.
If we were going to have a work session, could I bring it to the work session and...
Sure.
You can talk about it, and if it's okay, put it on the agenda and then let people make their comments next time. Does that sound...
That sounds good.
Okie-dokie?
That sounded like the plan, actually.
Yeah, workshop, then discussion at the board in a public meeting, and then if we all agree, to put it on an action item.
So now I know what I get to do for Christmas. Yes.
You got plenty of time.
Okay, so is there any need for further discussion on our new business tonight? Tim?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
There's somebody who wants to know about what's happening with the chamber building. They've asked me to ask. I don't know whether to ask you or not.
Yeah.
Our post. Hale? They can go. That's an office item. Or now. If something goes forward, then that will be brought to the board.
Okay, sounds good.
For now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so we move. Do we want to make a motion to approve this new business action, or do we just want to follow through and have it done?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can bring it, and then you guys can discuss it at the pre-agenda meeting.
Okay. And we will get with Jeremy and figure out a date. There will be a date, and hopefully everybody can accommodate that date. There's five of us. That's hard to do, I know, but we'll set a date and let everybody know what that date is.
Rory, can we plan to do like a certain day every month, like a first Tuesday or second Tuesday or however you want to do it, but like having that set day so we...
As long as it's prior to that 14-day deadline, yes.
I just want to make sure for public meeting notice purposes that...
Correct, yes.
On a certain track.
So, correct. Yeah, we will do that.
When's the next meeting? I know it's the third Tuesday, but what's the third Tuesday?
Don't watch.
Oh, you guys with your...
It is the 19th.
Okay. So you're going to need to set the agenda, 2 weeks prior to that?
It would have to be...
14 days. The agenda would be set.
You guys decided working days, 14 working days.
That's going to be
Christmas. That's going to be awful tight. That won't work.
14, yeah, it'll be in the Christmas time frame, so we'll have to... It's up to you if you want to extend that window for a little while so we can...
Well, we could meet December 25th. What do you think?
You meet without me.
Does the board want to extend that? Does everybody feel that the board would like to extend that?
I think we need to set a date the first week or so of the month. And go from there. I mean, the 14 days going to move every damn place, a different day.
Right, but we're trying to get a meeting, a public workshop meeting. So yeah. We can set that in the very first week of January. No, we're in December.
So 14 working days is 3 weeks.
Right, but we're...
I thought we discussed 2 weeks, not 14 working days.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks.
It was 2 weeks. Because we decided that the 14 working days was too long.
So that'd be January 5th.
Mm-hmm.
What day is January 5th?
Tuesday,
okay.
Can we do it on that Monday?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm on vacation.